感谢神，我们在今天的主日当中，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, today we continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read the scripture.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十三章第一节到第八节。
Let's read John 13, verse 1 to 8.
约翰福音十三章一节起，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说：我所做的你如今不知道，随来必晓明白。彼得说：你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说：我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。好，我们圣经的经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
We thank the Holy Spirit, lead us to understand and understand the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们生命的粮食，成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May word of God become the bread of our life, the lamp of our upon our feet, light upon path.
愿神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神的话语，让我们更是能够遵行神的话语去行。
May Lord give us the strength and the faith that we not only understand the word of God and we do according to the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在刚才所读的经文当中，我们看见主耶稣，他说，圣经告诉我们，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And the scripture we just read, and it said Jesus loved the people, the world that belonged to him, and he loved them to the end.
这里讲到一个不变的爱。
And here we see a love of unchanging love.
在今年呢，在日本啊，有一个电影超级卖座。
And this year, in Japan, they made a movie that actually made a record for the box office.
这个有人说这是一个所谓现象级的电影。
And someone said this movie actually made a phenomenon.
这个电影的名字叫《花朵般的爱情》。
And the name of the movie is The Flower-Like Love.
然后很多人去电影院里看那个电影，哇，看了好喜欢。
And many people went to the movie theater and watched this movie, and they love this movie very much.
然后这个电影呢，其实就是讲一对年轻人，一男一女，然后他们一开始见到对方，哇，简直好像就是心意相通一样的。然后前半程的电影是非常美好浪漫的爱情。
And this movie basically talk about a young couple when they first met each other. They attract to each other, and the first half of the movie actually talk about a very beautiful romantic love among them.
然后，但是电影的后半程呢？最后他们两个人都大学毕业了，要开始工作，然后要独立，就在这个现实生活中这种生活的压力当中，结果这两个人都发现对方变了。
And then the second half of the movie basically talking about in the life follow up, and they graduate from college and to find a job. Basically, in the pressure of real life, they both find the other side changed.
哎呀，不像我刚认识他那个样子，怎么现在变成这个样子
？And basically, said, well, he or she is not the one that I recognized when I first met him or her.
然后这个最后呢，这一对年轻男女就非常遗憾的就分手，但分手坐在一起还吃了最后一餐饭。
And in the end, this young man and woman basically in the end they regrettably they separate. And in the end of the movie, they actually sit together had a dinner.
然后哎呀，两个人吃饭呢，想起以前刚认识的那个时候的那个场面呢、啊，然后哎呀，流眼泪。
And then in the dinner, they just record the time when they first met and all those moments, and they cried.
然后因为他们也看见，就旁边呢也有一桌年轻人在吃饭，这一对年轻人也是刚碰到对方。就像他们从前的那个样子。
And the movie actually shows why they eat the dinner. They see the table beside them. It's a young man, woman. It's their first dating, just like they had before.
然后他们越看到这一对年轻人，他们心里就越难受。哎呀，那个这个就眼泪就掉得更厉害。
And the more they watch them, they feel even more sad in their heart. They cry even more.
啊，这个我看到有弟兄姊妹刚才在手机上搜，就不用搜了，我都剧透了，所以没必要去找这个电影看了。
I saw someone search in your cell phone. Just I already tell you the things. So don't bother to watch that movie.
Yeah, 因为我也没看，我看简介。
Of course, I didn't watch that movie. I just look at the introduction of the movie.
因为这个就所谓的日本近年来少见的一种现象哈。
Because they said, well, this phenomena, actually, that movie caused so much reaction. It's a kind of rare phenomena in Japan.
其实你没必要花上一两个小时时间去看整个电影。其实你看到这个题目你就知道了，花朵般的爱情。
And I think you don't need to spend 1 or 2 hours to watch the whole movie. If you look at this title of the movie, you figure out what is going on.
花朵很美丽，但是一定会凋谢。
And the flower like love, flower is very beautiful, but it will wither.
所以呢，这就是人们一般觉得，哎呀，这个爱太美好了，这个爱情太美好。但是呢，一方面又非常的悲伤，因为一定会消失，一定会凋谢的。
So this movie basically tells a story that people, no matter how people look at the love, it's so beautiful, romantic, but people also understand that in some time it will go away, it will fade away.
所以我相信不仅仅就引起了很多日本观众的共鸣，我相信很多人心中都有这样的共鸣。
So this understanding not only bring the echo from a lot of Japanese people, and I think a lot of people can echo that too.
但我们从今天圣经的经文当中看到一个不一样的爱。
But today from the scripture we just read, we can see different type of love.
这就是耶稣的爱，是爱到底的爱。
So this is the love of Jesus Christ. His love is to the end.
那么，在约翰福音13:1这里说，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Remember the scripture we just read. It said before the Passover, Jesus know his time is coming.
也就是耶稣知道他很快就要被钉在十字架上死去。
That what it says that Jesus know that pretty soon he will be crucified and died on the cross.
也知道他知道马上这个最可怕的这个痛苦啊苦难会临到他。
And he knows that.Right away, this very terrible, painful suffering will come to him.
So, 一般来说，当我们知道，哎呀，很快这个一个巨大的灾难，这个悲剧会发生在我身上，一般的人这个时候就会非常的忧伤啊，哀叹。
And in general, if we know that some pretty soon a big tragedy come to us, and most likely we will fall in.Great sorrow.
比如说，我们想象一下，耶稣那个时候只有33岁。
And let's just imagine, Jesus at that time is at age of 33.
啊， 我想想，如果我是33岁，明天我就要奔赴刑场，我就失去我的生命了。
Think about if I'm 33 and I know that tomorrow I will be lost my life.
我在想，我还没有结婚呢。
And probably I can't think I have married yet.
我们设想一下，就是耶稣哈，那我是结了婚了，但是就设想像耶稣33岁的时候，没有成家，没有妻子，没有孩子，甚至连个房子都没有。
And we think about it, I'm not talking about myself, I'm just thinking, let's imagine Jesus at that time. The age of 33 hasn't married, and there's no children, and maybe even don't have a house for himself.
也甚至就可以说耶稣在这个地上，他连一天这个舒心的日子都没有过过，因为他的父母的家也很穷苦，穷人家庭长大的孩子。
Or you can say that Jesus at that time and all his time in this, his time on earth, he hasn't lived a one day good comfortable life because he come from the parents, they are not very rich family either.
然后33岁的时候他就要死。一般来说，人在这个时候就是，哎呀，我是多么可怜呐！哎呀，你看我这一生短暂的一生，你看我多么痛苦啊，什么都没有。在这个地上什么也都没留下。
And 33 years old, and if people come to that situation, probably feel they're so sad. I am so pity to himself. I going to die. I don't have nothing left.
但是耶稣在这天晚上，他不是在那里自怜，不是在那里哀叹，他在那天晚上根本就没有想自己，他想什么？想他所爱的人。
But at that night, Jesus actually didn't have a self-pity, didn't feel sad about himself, he even didn't think about himself. He is thought about the people who he owns.
然后我们也看见接下来发生的事情，耶稣去给他的门徒洗脚。
And then we know what happened and follow up and Jesus washed their feet.
所以我们看见在耶稣应该是最绝望、最悲伤的时刻，但是耶稣完全没有想到他自己。
And we can see at this most desperate moment and the most saddest time of Jesus Christ, but he never thought of himself.
这就是真正的爱。
And that's the true love.
这种爱就跟我们刚才所看到的人世上那种必然失去的爱是完全不一样的。
So we can see this love is the love that quite different from the love we just talked about in the beginning. From people and the people, those love are finally well faded away.
圣经告诉我们，神爱世间属他的人，就爱他们到底。
And the scripture said Jesus loved this people that he owned, or of himself, he loved them to the end.
我们今天来思想，爱到底到底什么意思？
And let's think about what means love to the end.
爱到底，我们第一个想的，一开始就爱。
And love to the end. Let's think about it. The first thing we can remind us is that he loved them from the very beginning.
我们就看耶稣对他门徒的爱。耶稣呼召他的门徒，耶稣一开始就爱他们。
And we can see the love of Jesus towards his disciples and how he called them, how he loved them in the beginning.
那是不是他的门徒就特别可爱呢？
Is there a disciple that his disciple is very, very lovable?
其实他的门徒一点都不可爱。
But actually, they're not.
我们举一个例子，比如说拿但业。当耶稣要去呼召拿但业的时候，拿但业一点都不可爱的。
And let's look at one example, Nathaniel. And when Jesus called Nathaniel, and he actually is not that lovable.
在约翰福音1:45-47就记载了这件事情。腓力就去找拿但业，就说：“哎呀，我碰到了这个救主了。”
And Book of John chapter 1 record these things. And at that time, Philip to find Nathanael said, "Okay, I find the Savior."
然后这个就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said, "The son of the it's the Nazarenes." And
然后拿但业就听了这句话呢。他第一个反应就是这个拿撒勒还能出什么好的
？And the first reaction of Nathaniel basically is anything good can out of Nazareth.
所以他是非常瞧不起拿撒勒出来的人，当然他也是非常瞧不起耶稣的，因为耶稣从那个地方来。
Basically, he basically very much looked down the people come from Nazareth, And of course, he looked on Jesus because Jesus came from Nazareth.
所以很显然，就是拿单叶在那个时候非常骄傲的一个人。
So you can see Nathaniel is a very proud person.
啊，就是就不过分的讲，他是一个种族主义者。
Or in today's world, it's not exaggerated. He is a racist.
啊，或者是一个地域歧视者。
Or you can say this the local discriminator.
Okay, 那么。但是耶稣看到拿单叶，耶稣相反还称赞他，就是这个人很正直啊。
And but when Jesus saw Nathaniel, and Jesus actually praised him.
所以我们今天我们在上午的成人主日学当中，我们从圣经中看到一句话：爱能遮掩许多罪。
And in today's Sunday school, we talk about one thing that love can cover multitude of sins.
拿单叶身上有没有罪？
And we can see Nathaniel has a sin.
骄傲，对不对？狂妄。
He's a very arrogant and pride.
无知愚昧，救主来了，他都瞧不起。
He's a fool, is ignorant, and the Savior come, but he looked down him.
但是在耶稣的心中，爱就遮掩了拿单叶的罪。
And in Jesus' heart, his love towards him actually covered.His sin.
耶稣甚至看到他生命中好的一面，说他很正直。
But Jesus actually looked at his good side of him. He said he is very true.
所以我们今天来思想神对人的爱，爱到底的爱。其实我们一开始就是从一开始就爱，而这个一开始上帝就爱人，并不是因为人很好，但上帝就爱。
So we can say love of God towards people is love to the end.Is first point we can see that he loved from us from the beginning. It's not because we are lovable, but it's not we are lovable, but he loved us from the beginning.
那么耶稣来呼召这个西门彼得的时候也是一样。西门彼得说：“啊，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And the same way when Jesus called Peter, and Peter said, "Lord, leave me alone. I'm a sinner."
但耶稣不离开他。耶稣就爱他，耶稣就呼召他。
But Jesus didn't depart from him. Jesus loved him and called him.
他说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
And he said, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you should be a fish of men."
我们还看见耶稣呼召税吏马太。
And we also saw that Jesus called the tax collector Matthew.
那么我们知道税吏在当时是最被以色列人所恨恶的最糟糕的一种人罪人。
In that society, the tax collector is the most hated by Israelites and is considered the worst of the worst sinner.
所以这就是神爱到底的爱，从一开始就爱，爱这些不可爱的人，爱这些罪人。
So that's what the love of God to the end is from the beginning. Love those not lovable and love the sinner.
其实耶稣基督是最有资格讲那句话，就是这个世界上还能出什么好的呢？
Because Jesus actually have the right to say that what anything can good out of this world.
他不是说拿撒勒还能出什么好的，不是说耶路撒冷还能出什么好的。耶稣看这个世界，耶稣最有资格讲这句话，这个世界上还能出什么好的？
It's not that anything can good out of Nazareth or anything good can come out of Jerusalem. And when Jesus watched this world, he actually has the right to say anything good can be good out of this world.
因为耶稣全然是无罪的，耶稣从神那里来到这个世界上，世上全是罪人，耶稣完全可以讲一句话，这个世界上哪有什么好的，有哪一个值得我来爱？
Because Jesus has come from God and completely without sin, he come to this sinful world.He actually has the right to say, is anything good out of this world is worthy of my love.
但是耶稣完全没有这样讲。
But Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣从一开始就爱。
And Jesus loved the world from the beginning.
爱这世上的人。
And he loved the world.
而这世人还活在罪中，耶稣就爱。
Why the world is still living in sin and God loved the world.
那有些人就会问，那是不是这些门徒跟从耶稣之后就越变越好了呢？
And someone will ask, were those disciples since they follow Jesus and they become better?
其实在这些门徒跟随耶稣的这个过程当中，我们会发现耶稣 我会发现耶稣常常是看到这个门徒身上很多很多的毛病，很多很多的问题。
And actually, we can see that since that disciple followed Jesus, we can see, and Jesus sees a lot of problem and issue with them.
所以并不是说这些门徒跟从耶稣这段日子就越变越好。其实这个门徒一直就很愚笨的，跟从耶稣的过程中一直就很愚笨。
And it's not that they getting better and better. Actually, when they follow Jesus, number one, they are very fool or stupid, if you think about it.
在马太福音十六章五到十二节，这里呢，就是门徒渡到河那边去，就没有忘记带饼。
And in the book of Matthew, you record this one thing is that, and the disciple to the other side of the river, they forgot to bring the take the bread.
大家可以看到屏幕上的圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And I just read this for you, and you can look on the screen.
马太福音十六章五到十二节，耶稣渡到那边，对不起，门徒渡到那边去，忘了带饼。耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。”门徒彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有带饼吗？”耶稣看出来就说：“你们这小信的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？你们还不明白吗？不记得那五个饼分给五千人又收拾了多少篮子零碎吗？也不记得那七个饼分给四千人又收拾了多少筐子的零碎吗？我对你们说，要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。这话不是指着饼说的，你们怎么不明白呢？”门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的教，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。所以其实在圣经中有很多处经文就是让我们看到门徒跟从耶稣一段时间，但他们好像没有变得更好，他们还是这个样子。
And so a lot of, in this recording on other things in recording the Bible, we can see when the disciples follow Jesus after a period of time, they're not getting more understanding and they still remain so ignorant.
所以耶稣就说，你们怎么还不明白呢？你们怎么还不明白呢？
So Jesus always says, why you still not understand?
哎，你看你们又看到耶稣行了那么多的神迹，又亲耳听到耶稣讲了那么多的教训，怎么还是这个样子呢？
And basically saying you have seen the miracle I performed, you have heard the teaching I given, but why are you still there?
但是耶稣看见门徒是这个样子，耶稣的对门徒的爱有没有消失呢？
But even Jesus saw them like this, but his love, does his love fade away for them?
没有，他依然爱门徒，这就是爱到底。
But it's not.He still loved his disciple. That means he loved to the end.
从一开始就爱，然后在整个过程中，虽然没有看见对方有任何的改善，有任何的好，但是还是爱，这就是爱到底的爱。
It's love from the beginning and love in the process. Even in the process, he didn't see the other side changed or improved, but his love is still there. That means the love to the end.
那么在这些门徒跟从耶稣的过程当中，他们亲眼见到耶稣行的神迹，亲耳听到耶稣的教训，但是他们的信心还是那么小。
And during the process, the disciple followed Jesus. They hear his teaching, and they watched his the miracle he performed, but they still have a little faith.
所以我们会看见耶稣常常指出他们：“你们这些小心的人呐、啊，信心怎么还是这么小？”
And so Jesus often referred to them, "You a little faith."
对，耶稣提醒他们，就是你们的信心为什么一直就是这个样，一直就是这个样子。但是耶稣指出他们这小信的人，并不表示耶稣对他们的爱就减少，没有的。
So Jesus remind them they have a little faith, but does not point out they have a little faith, but does not mean that Jesus' love towards them are actually anything reduced.
然后我们刚才也看见，其实从一开始呢，以拿但业为一个代表。其实一开始，拿但业是一个很骄傲的人。事实上，其他的门徒也都是很骄傲的人。
And we also we can see and his disciple Nathaniel is a from the very beginning you can see it's a very proud person. But also all the other disciples are very proud too.
因为在其他的门徒跟随耶稣的过程当中，他们是不止一次的彼此争论，他们常常在一起彼此争论谁伟大。
And during the time they follow Jesus, there's more than one time they have an argument or dispute among themselves who would be the greatest.
甚至就在耶稣临上十字架的那天晚上，门徒还在那里争论谁伟大。
Even before the night that Jesus will be crucified, they still have an argument or dispute among themselves who will be the greatest.
没有一个门徒，因为耶稣已经很多次告诉门徒了，他将被钉死在十字架上，但是没有一个门徒去想这件事情，去在想啊，我们的主，我们的救主很快就要在耶路撒冷被钉死在十字架上，门徒都没有想那个事情。
Even Jesus told them many times he will be go to Jerusalem and suffer and died there, but his disciple none of them ever think about this.
他们在想什么呢？他们还在那里争论谁伟大，就是在最后晚餐的前面还在争论谁伟大。
And in the end, even before the Last Supper, they still have a discussion or dispute.
我们思想
in terms of who is the greatest.
如果我们思想一下，如果我们处在耶稣的那个境遇，我们看这群人可不可爱
？And imagine if we're in the Jesus position, look at this group of people. Do you think they are lovable?
一点不可爱，是不是？从一开始。就是这样，到现在还是这样。
Yeah, they are completely not lovable. From the beginning, they like this. To the end, they still like this.
然后，其实可以说，最让人难受、最让人心寒的，就是在耶稣去客西马尼园里祷告的时候。
And also, that make people feel even sad and feel cold hearted is that when Jesus went to Gethsemane to pray.
大家还是可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can look on the screen, I'll read it for you.
马太福音26:36-49，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经经文，我给大家读一下。36，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”第二次又去祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。”又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告说的话还是与先前一样，于是来到门徒那边对他们说：“现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。”这段经文记载耶稣在客西马尼园里面极其忧伤痛苦的祷告。
And this scripture records Jesus had his prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane and is with a great agony.
然后耶稣在客西马尼去祷告的时候极其忧伤痛苦，他特别带了三个门徒跟他一起去。
And at that time actually he bring three disciples with him.
所以意思很明显，耶稣也讲得很清楚，你们同我一起警醒祷告。
And Jesus made it clear, it's just you guys pray with me.
但这三个门徒怎样呢？
But what happened to these three disciples?
一直在睡觉。
And they are asleep.
丝毫不在乎耶稣的痛苦。
They obviously didn't care about the agony that Jesus had.
他们心里完全没有一点点空间，一点点地方去想耶稣是何等的痛苦，完全没有。
And they actually in their heart there's no small room for Jesus to think about how painful an agony that Jesus is experiencing at that time.
我们看38节，耶稣对他说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，同我一起警醒。这讲得很重啊，就是 我都难受的要死了，你们。
And verse 38 that Jesus said, then said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. And stay there, watch with me. And basically Jesus says, I'm extremely painful, and you need to pray with me.
但是门徒还是睡觉。
But they're asleep.
然后第二次耶稣看他们还是睡，耶稣提醒了一次还是睡。
And the second time Jesus reminded them, they fall asleep again.
要知道，在这个时候，耶稣刚刚给他们洗完了脚。
And just remind you that Jesus just washed their feet.
刚刚在一起有最后的晚餐。
And just had last supper.
所以我们会看见耶稣爱这些门徒，这些门徒爱不爱耶稣呢
？So we can see Jesus love those disciples. Are they love Jesus?
一点都不爱。
Not.
甚至可以说是非常冷酷无情的一群人。
And not only they not love Jesus, you can even call them very ruthless and indifferent.
甚至不夸张地讲，就连陌生人都不如。你就是今天对一个陌生人说：“哎呀，我好痛苦，我痛苦的要死了。”这个陌生人可能还关注你一下。
You even can say those disciples even the worse than a stranger. If you speak that word to a stranger, maybe a stranger can care you a little bit.
但这个门徒可以说在这个时候是非常冷酷无情，他们对耶稣心里没有一点点爱，在这个时候。
And we can say the disciples at this moment is very heartless and also unconcerned. They have no love for Jesus Christ.
但耶稣还是爱他们。
And Jesus loved them.
我们要知道，这是在三年多后，门徒跟耶稣朝夕相处三年多后，耶稣还是爱他们，他们还是这个样子。
And you have to think about that this is after 3 years that they spent whole life, day and night with Jesus. And Jesus loved them, they still like that.
哦，这是我们在讲耶稣，克西马利园那天晚上门徒睡觉。那在我们这里睡，大家你如果真的愧倦，可以闭眼睛休息一下，啊，这个我们常常说，我们这是神的殿中，这是神的家，这是我们弟兄姊妹的家，啊。Okay,
we talk about the Gethsemane, and if you're here, you want to sleep, you can take a nap.
我们那个，我以前是在这个家庭教会里聚会嘛，就是有时候弟兄姊妹来到聚会当中也很辛苦啊，怎样的，就是有时候很困倦，这完全都是可以理解。但是我们想，总是好于睡在神的家中，总好在你睡在外面。
And I was before we were in the house church in China, and sometimes we do have a brother sister come to the gathering. It's very tired of work.And so take a nap, and we just thought, well, it's at least better than sleep in the house of God is better than sleep outside.
当然，我说这个话不是都鼓励大家都跑到教会来睡觉啊，不是这个意思。
Of course, I'm not saying to encourage you to sleep.
我鼓励大家关注你自己。你不要管你身边的人睡没睡，你关注你自己。
And I want to encourage you to just focus on yourself. Do not pay attention to whether the people sit beside you sleep or not.
好，我们继续来思想耶稣爱人的爱是爱到底的爱。
Let's continue to think about Jesus' love towards people is the love to the end.
从人的眼光来看，这群人真的不值得爱。
From people's view, this group of people is not really worthy of love.
从一开始就不可爱。
From the beginning, they are not worthy of the love.
跟从耶稣那么长的时间，经历了耶稣那么多的神迹，听了耶稣那么的教训，他们还是不值得爱。
And followed Jesus so long of the time, and watched the miracles, hear the teachings, but they are still not lovable.
甚至不夸张的讲，他们对耶稣一点感情都没有，非常冷酷无情的一群人。
No exaggeration, we can say that they really don't have a feeling towards Jesus.It's very heartless and indifferent.
那么在就是最后那天晚上，也就是耶稣临上十字架的那天晚上，那么耶稣对门徒说呢，你们都会逃跑的。
And at the very night before Jesus was crucified, he speak to the disciples that you guys will be running away.
然后这时候彼得就非常不服气啊，彼得就说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒的。
But Peter don't believe that. He said, even all are made into stumble because of you, I will never made to stumble.
所以我们会看见其实彼得这个人一直态度都是认为自己比别人强。
And so we can see Peter that always think he's better than others.
但是耶稣马上就对他说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认。
And immediately Jesus told him, truly I tell you, you will deny me three times before the crow.
那么后来发生的事情，那接下来彼得还嘴硬，还说一句话，他说我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
But even Jesus said that, Peter insisted that, so even if I died with you, I will not deny you.
所以我们看见彼得是一个非常自信的人。
So we can see Peter is a person with a very strong self-confidence.
他对自己非常有信心，他说别人跌倒，我总不会。
He has a great faith in him, to himself, and other people stumble, but not me.
他说我为耶稣死都可以的。
And I can die with you.
但接下来发生的事情呢，果然就像耶稣说的那样，门徒都跑了。
But what happened following is that just like what Jesus said, all disciples are running away.
然后确实是彼得就三次不认主。
And Peter truly denied Jesus three times.
然后彼得甚至是怎么样发咒起誓说不认的那个人，不认的耶稣。
And Peter is not only just simply denied Jesus, he just swore that he do not know Jesus.
这时候彼得就想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以前你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
And the third time, and Peter remembered what Jesus said, and he went out to weep.
那么我们会看见耶稣从死里复活，耶稣怎样对待彼得和这些逃跑的门徒呢？
And let's look at how when Jesus resurrected, how he treated those disciples who ran away, and he treated Peter.
然后彼得就带领着那些逃跑的门徒又回去打鱼去了。
And at that time, Peter basically took all those disciples. They went back to the fishing business.
因为耶稣其实在临上十字架前的那天晚上已经告诉彼得和他的门徒，就说他要复活，让他们到这个加利利去等。
Because Jesus actually told them before his crucifixion said he is going to resurrect it and ask them to wait in the Galilee.
但是显然彼得和耶稣的门徒把耶稣的讲话都抛到脑后，他们就直接去打鱼去了。
But obviously that Peter actually and his disciple completely forgot what Jesus told them. They went with their fishing business.
耶稣复活之后要找到他们，耶稣有没有责备他们呢？有没有刑罚他们呢？就是你们这些忘恩负义的人，不守信用的人。
And Jesus find them, and what Jesus do? Did Jesus rebuke them? You guys are ungrateful and a person?
耶稣没有。
And Jesus didn't do that.
他们整夜打鱼没有收获，耶稣还显一个神迹，让他们打了很多鱼。
And they fishing the whole night, they didn't got anything. Jesus performed miracles, so they got a lot of fish.
然后甚至耶稣还为他们做早餐。
And even more that Jesus actually cooked the breakfast for them.
我不知道我们在座的弟兄姊妹，你早上有没有给别人做过早餐
？I don't know if you made breakfast for other people.
有些妈妈们很自信，那我给孩子做早餐。
I think a lot of mothers probably very confident can reply back. Yes, I did.Made breakfast for my children.
很多妻子也很那我跟我的先生做早餐。
Some wife could say, "Yeah, I made breakfast for my husband."
那你要想，耶稣给谁做早餐？给那群忘恩负义的门徒，抛弃他的门徒。
But if you think about this, that Jesus made breakfast for this group of people, and basically they forsaken him, and they are very ungrateful and heartless.
其实你看。彼得说得很漂亮，哎呀，我就去死啊，我都不可能不认耶稣。结果他甚至他是发誓来，他说他不认识耶稣。他这样，但是耶稣还为他做早餐。
If you look at Peter and Peter, even that he put very beautifully, as you know, even I died with you, I will not deny you. But he actually later on, he's not only denied, he sworn to deny Jesus. But even that, Jesus made breakfast for him.
所以什么叫爱到底的爱呢？这就是耶稣对人的爱，这就是爱到底。
So what is the love to the end? This is the love to the end.
一开始就爱。
In love from the beginning.
啊，不是有身上有什么可爱的地方，但是耶稣就爱。
Because they have something lovable, but Jesus loved.
然后在一起很长的时间了，对方身上没看不到有丝毫的改善，还是那样的，愚笨，还是那样没有信心，还是那样自私，还是那样冷漠，还是这个样子。
Then in the process, even goes through a long time, and but they still in the same war. It's not, it's slow to understanding, and heartless, and indifferent, and ungrateful.
但耶稣还是爱他们，耶稣甚至为他们洗脚。
Jesus still loved them and washed the feet for them.
我们要知道这个洗脚这个工作是当时最卑贱的奴隶都不做的。
So we want to understand at that time, the wash the feet is the most humble work that slave usually don't do it.
我们知道有时候以色列人他破产之后他会被卖做奴隶，但是以色列人如果去做奴隶，他绝对不做一个工作，就是给别人洗脚，他不做的。
And we know, and at all time, Israelites, if they bankrupt, they can be sold themselves to other Israelites to become slavery. But that type of slave, there's one type of work they never do is to wash other people's feet.
但是耶稣居然为他的门徒洗脚，这一群愚昧，这群没有信心，这群骄傲、自私、冷漠的人，耶稣居然为他们洗脚。
And but Jesus washed their feet. This group of people, ignorant and pride.And ungrateful and ruthless and indifferent.
我们要知道，在耶稣洗脚的人群当中，门徒当中还有一个是犹大。
And just remember, among them, Judah is among them too.
那么，当耶稣钉死在十字架上，门徒全跑；耶稣复活之后，还是爱他们，还是把他们都找回来。
So when Jesus is on the cross, they all run away. But Jesus resurrected, they still love them and find them.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们，他既然爱世间属他的人，就爱他们到底。
And that's what the Bible puts. He loved the people of him, and they loved them to the end.
我们就是今天我们一开始就谈到人世间的爱都是很短暂的。
And from the beginning, we talk about how short is people's love.
神的爱是不变的。
And the love of God is unchanging.
为什么人的爱都很短暂呢
？Why people's love is short-lived？
其实我们从一开始就思想，人的爱跟耶稣的爱不同。我们爱别人是因为别人可能达到我们一个什么标准，或者符合我的期望，哎，我就很喜欢他。
Because we from beginning we see that how people's love is different from what Jesus. We love people usually because that person.Meets some of my expectations, so I love him or her.
当我们后来发现，哎呀，他不像，我所期望的那个样子，他不符合我心中的那个标准。有一天他变了，那么我对他的爱也消失了。
So, one day if I find that he or she is not as I expected, or does not meet my expectation in my heart, and he changed.He or she changes, therefore my love is no longer there.
所以人的爱说到底是爱自己。
So people's love, in the end, actually you can say it's we love ourselves.
所以这就是耶稣说的，就是像那些文士和法利赛人，或者像那些士人，他们只爱那些可爱的，就是他们看为可爱的。哎，你达到我的要求，你满足我的这个期望，你很可爱，所以他们爱。
So like Jesus said, the Pharisees and scribes, they only love those lovable. They meet my expectation. They meet my standards. So you're lovable, so I love.
但是有一天发现，哎呦，他不再可爱了，所以你的爱也消失了。所以这就是人的爱，是自私的爱，不是爱，是其实是爱自己。
So this is a love that one day you no longer meet my expectation. My love is there. So this is a love. It's a love. Selfish love, and it's not love other people, rather you love yourself.
我们看见主耶稣的爱是爱到底的爱。
And we saw that Jesus' love is love to the end.
因为从一开始，耶稣爱这些人，并不是因为这些人达到了某一个标准，或者达到了某一种期望。
So from the beginning, Jesus loved this group of people. It's not that they meet some expectation or they meet some standard.
这些人就是这样，就是很糟糕，就是很坏，但耶稣就爱他们。 在耶稣那里没有什么先定一个标准，定一个期望，你达到了再爱你，没有。
And so those are people just like that. And Jesus, in Jesus, it's not something he has a standard. When you reach that standard, he loved you.
那么当耶稣与他的门徒在一起的时候，啊，三年过去了，发现门徒好像一点改变都没有，或者一点改善都没有，耶稣的爱也没有消失。
And then after 3 years, when Jesus was with those disciples, they find that they even don't have much change, but Jesus' love is still there. Two of them is still there.
甚至到后来，当这些门徒抛弃耶稣，甚至出卖耶稣的时候，耶稣对他们的爱还是没有改变。
And even to the end, when those disciples forsaked him or even betrayed him, and his love toward them are still there.
啊，所以今天当我们来思想，哎呀，人世间的爱，虽然美好，但是短暂。我们心里感伤啊，我们在那里，哎呀，痛哭啊。我们觉得，哎呀，这个世界为什么这么无情呢？美好的爱情为什么就不能长久呢？
So today, when we think about the short-lived human love, and we are crying now how hard, why such beautiful things cannot last?
其实我们往往是怪，哎呀，这个世界怪别人，我们没有醒察我们自己，我们这个爱到底是真正的爱，还只不过就是一种自私的表达。
And a lot of time we complain the world, but we never examine ourselves. Our love actually is a true love, or actually is an expression of selfishness.
为什么耶稣他就可以说出那样的话？他爱门徒，爱属他，就爱到底呢？因为耶稣的爱不是自私的爱。
Why Jesus can say that he loved his disciples, he loved them to the end, because his love is not love out of selfishness.
今天也常常听到人们说这样的话，就是哎呀，都怪我当初瞎了眼，没想到他变成这个样子，爱错了，爱错了。
And today we hear this saying all the time. Well, at that time I just got my eye blind, so I got the right wrong person. I love him or her wrong.
就是人们讲一句话 ，Love is blind. 人们常讲这样的话。
And people always say love is blind.
那耶稣爱这些门徒，是不是耶稣眼睛瞎了呢？门徒这么坏，耶稣一开始没看出来。
So when Jesus loved his disciples, was Jesus blind at that time?
不是的，耶稣知道门徒就是这个样子。耶稣知道门徒有一天会抛弃他，门徒会逃跑。耶稣都知道，耶稣不是瞎眼，耶稣不是看不清这些人。
Jesus is not blind.Jesus now one day they were like this, betray him, forsake him.
但耶稣就是爱他们。
But Jesus loved them.
这就是爱到底的爱。
This is love to the end.
这不是什么出于无知的爱，或者出于盲目的爱，不是的。
So those are the love. This love is not love of ignorance, love of a blind.
所以首先耶稣心中有这样的一个爱，所以耶稣可以从这些罪人身上看到好的一面。
So because Jesus has this love, then Jesus can, from those sinners, he can see the good side of it.
比如说从这个骄傲的拿单叶身上，看见这个人很正直啊。
And for example, from Nathaniel, and is a very proud person, but Jesus said he is very real, undeceived.
然后耶稣也看见这个彼得是非常顽固、非常固执的一个人，但是耶稣也看到将来的彼得，他在真理上面是非常坚实的，非常站得稳的。
And from Peter, he said very confident in himself. And Jesus also see in the future, Peter can become a very strong firm in holding the faith, a truth.
那么我们也知道，耶稣的门徒当中有一些是脾气非常暴躁的，比如说雅各、约翰。
And also among his disciples, we can see like John and James, and they are very short-tempered.
但是因为耶稣爱他们，耶稣就看到将来的约翰会成为爱的使徒。
And because Jesus loved them, and he can see in the future John can become an apostle of love.
所以就回到我们今天早上的成人主义学，我们思想这句话，爱能遮掩许多的罪。耶稣心中有这样的爱，所以他看见，虽然看见一群很糟糕的门徒，很冷酷无情的门徒，但是耶稣爱他们，耶稣也看见他们身上美的地方。
So let's go back to our Sunday school, talk about love can cover multitude of sins. Even Jesus faced this group of people, it's pretty unlovable, but Jesus sees in the future they have something that in them.
那么当然了，神对人的爱是在约中的爱。
Of course, God's love towards people is a love in a covenant.
所以耶稣用他的血与神所爱的人立了新约，这个约是不破的，约是不改的，所以这个爱是不变的。
Because Jesus made a covenant with his blood to those who trust him. So this love is made in a covenant, so it's not changed.
那么我们今天有什么样的人际关系是立约的呢？
So what kind of relationship we have today is established in covenant.
婚约对不对？
Our marriage.
你像我们其他的这个父子关系啊，父女关系啊，我们都不用立约的。哎呀，我立约做你儿子，你立约做我爸爸，我们不做这种事情，是不是？
And other relationship we have, like a father-son relationship, this not made a covenant. It's not like I made a covenant, I become your son or you become a father.
啊，我是说人际关系，我是人际关系，但是人际关系当中，婚姻是要立约。
I talk about the relationship among people and.The relationship among people, only the marriage relationship is made by covenant.
所以这个爱跟约是在一起的，约不变，爱就要不变。
So love is associated with the covenant. The covenant does not change, and love will not change.
圣经用婚约来形容神与教会之间的爱，约不变，爱就不变。
And the Bible used marriage to describe the church and God.And the covenant do not change, love will not change.
有一天呢，一个基督徒丈夫，他实在受不了他的妻子了，他要跟他妻子离婚。
And one day a Christian husband is cannot handle his wife, and he want to get a divorce with his wife.
他就对牧师说：“哎呀，我的妻子这个毛病太大了，如果再这样下去啊，就说那他会害我得病的，我会出毛病的。”
And he just talked to the minister, said, well, my wife, this is a really big problem. And if I continue living that life, it will make me sick.
然后，哎呀，我会丢工作的。
I lost my job.
他最后说一句话，这个牧师有点奇怪。他说，再这样搞下去啊，我连这个打猎执照都要被他弄丢了。
And he said, I would lose my job. And then he said something the minister feels very strange. He said,I would lost my job and I lost my license of hunting.
他说我这个打猎执照弄丢了，那我这个人生一点乐趣都没有了。
If I lost my license of hunting, then I don't have a pleasure in my life.
后来这个牧师就对他说，他说你跟你的打猎执照有没有立约？那你跟你的妻子立了约呀？
And but the minister actually told him, you don't have a covenant with your license, hunting license.But you do have a covenant with your wife.
而且你跟你妻子立约的时候，是在神和人面前立的约啊。
And it's important when you have the covenant with your wife, it's you made a covenant in front of God and people.
后来听到这个牧师这样讲呢，后来这个丈夫就打消了离婚的念头。
All right. So when he heard the minister said this, and then the husband gave up this concept.Idea of why to get divorcing his wife.
现在这个丈夫跟他的妻子幸福地生活在一起了。
And right now they are happily live together.
所以我们不能说他们的爱情是花朵般的爱情。
We cannot say their love is a flower-like love.
他们的爱当中有很多的这个需要承受的地方。
And there's a lot of things they have to bear in their love.
但是我们可以讲他们的爱是在约中的爱。
But we can say their love is a love in the covenant.
所以我们今天来思想神爱我们就爱到底，因为神是守约的神。
So today when we say God love us, love to the end, because God is the one who keeps the covenant.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up, let's read a scripture.
Okay.好，我们一起来读罗马书八章三十五到三十九节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39.
罗马书八章三十五节起，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。我们再来读一处经文，以赛亚书的四十九章十五节。
Let's also read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴儿，不连续他所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。好，感谢神，大家请坐。啊，我们的这个信息还没有结束啊，只让大家可以wake up 一下。OK， 我们会看见耶稣对门徒的爱是爱到底的爱。
We see that the love of Jesus towards disciple is to the end.
那么呢？耶稣为他的门徒洗脚，
and he washed the feet of his disciples.
但是门徒呢，拒绝这样的爱，
and the disciple rejected such a love.
彼得两次的拒绝，不可以洗我的脚，
and Peter rejected twice, do not wash my feet.
这就是很值得我们思想的一件事情，上帝对他属他的人的爱，但是却被这些人拒绝。
And this is very thing we can think about, and God love people, and then people reject love.
人为什么拒绝呢？
Why they reject?
因为不符合他的期望。
Because it does not meet his what they expect.
耶稣说啊，你爱我，你爱我到底，那你就给我想要的。
And they probably think Jesus says you love me to the end, just give me what I want.
但是耶稣却跑来给我洗脚。
But Jesus washed my feet.
那我说我不需要洗脚，我需要别的东西，你给我呀。
I don't need wash my feet. I need something else. Could you give it to me?
那么彼得两次拒绝。彼得就说：“主啊，你不可洗我的脚。
”And Peter rejected twice, and he said, "Lord, do not wash my feet."
那么当然就是，有人就理解啊，彼得这是觉得耶稣非常非常的尊贵，耶稣怎么能做这样卑贱的事情呢？
And someone interpret that Peter think that Jesus is very honored people. He cannot do such a humble thing.
当然这样理解有一定道理啊。但是我们如果来看彼得说的话，因为到彼得那个时候，彼得很可能不是第一个被耶稣洗的。如果我们来看圣经经文
，It might be have some reasoning. Might have some point here. But let's think about the scripture. When it comes to Peter, probably Peter is not the first one that Jesus washed the feet.
好，如果彼得认为耶稣太尊贵了，耶稣怎么可以去给我们来洗脚？彼得会说：“主啊，你不可洗我们的脚，你太尊贵了，你不可洗我们的脚。”
If Peter think that Jesus is so honored, he should wash, do the wash feet, such a humble thing, then he should say, "Lord, you should not wash our feet."
但是彼得说了什么？彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
But what Peter said is, "You will never wash my feet."
彼得没有说我们。
Peter didn't say we us.
就说如果彼得认为耶稣你太尊贵了，你怎么可以做这种事情呢？他自然就会说：“你不可以洗我们的脚啊！你不可以洗我们这些人的脚啊！”
So if Peter think that Jesus is so honorable and he should wash the feet, do those humble job, and he should say, "Jesus, do not wash our feet."
但是彼得却说， 你永不可洗我的脚，单独是我的，别人你洗不洗那我不管，你不可以洗我的脚。
But Peter said, you do not wash my feet, you wash other people's feet, I don't care.
那么耶稣讲得很清楚，洗脚的目的是什么？是为了让你洁净。
But Jesus made it very clear, wash the feet, the purpose is clean you.
啊，不是说哎呀洗一洗给你按一按让你舒服一下，不是的，让你洁净，让你干净。
It's not like wash your feet to make you comfortable. It's rather to make you clean.
显然彼得认为别人需要洗一下，他们比较脏，我不用啊，我很干净的。
Obviously, Peter think other people need to be clean. They may be dirty, but I'm clean. I don't need.
所以这就是耶稣接下来为什么说，你如果不让我洗，你跟我无分了。
And that's why Jesus follow up saying, if you don't let me wash you, you have no part in me.
也就是说，首先你要认识到你也很脏，所有人都需要洗，你也不例外。你首先要认识到这一点。
And basically said, you have to recognize you are dirty, and all the people need to wash. You need to be washed too.
所以这就是我们一个看到神对我们的爱是爱到底的爱，不变的爱。但是我们更要看到神对我们的爱是真理的爱。
So we can see that God loves us is love to the end. It's never unchanged love. And also we can see that God's love towards us is love in truth.
所以我们千万不要忘记这一点。今天很多人觉得，哎呀，上帝不爱我，上帝不爱我。我们忘记了，上帝的爱跟他的真理是在一起的。
And today a lot of people say that God do not love me, God do not love me, but we forgot that God's love and God's truth are connect together.
所以在约翰一书的一章二节，圣经这样说：“爱你们是为真理的缘故。”
So in the first John, verse 2 said, "Whom I love in truth."
耶稣爱门徒，爱门徒到底，爱属他的人到底，是为真理的缘故。
And God loved His people, and Jesus loved them to the end is for the truth.
出于真理的缘故，所以耶稣要给他的门徒洗脚，而不是一再的给他门徒吃饼得饱。
And for the truth, Jesus need to wash their feet. It's not always feed them with a bread.
那么不变的爱一定是真理的爱。
Unchanging love is a love in truth.
那么出于情欲的爱，出于自私的爱，一定会消失，一定会改变。
And love out of a flesh, love out of selfishness will disappear.
那么在约翰福音十三章三十四节，就是耶稣给门徒洗完脚之后，耶稣又讲，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
After he washed his disciples' feet, Jesus said to his disciples, I give a new command that I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, you love one another.
所以当耶稣让门徒彼此相爱的时候，耶稣不仅仅是让门徒，哎呀，你要谦卑啊，你要互相洗脚啊，互相服侍，不仅仅是强调这一点。
So when Jesus asked disciples to love each other, Jesus not only emphasized you to be humble and wash your feet and serve each other.
耶稣说，我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱，也就是说，我这个爱是不变的，爱到底的爱，所以你们彼此相爱也是不变的，也是应该爱到底。
Jesus said, as I loved you, and you should love each other. And my love is unchanged, so your love should be unchanged.
然后耶稣说，我要洁净你们，我的爱要洁净你们，
你
们也要这样来彼此相爱。
And my love will cleanse you, so you should love in that way.
所以这就是在真理的爱才是不变的爱。
And this is the love in truth, and it's unchanged.
感谢神，我们在基督里呢，我们都可以得到这样不变的爱和真理的爱。
Thank God that in Christ we all can have this unchanging love and a love in truth.
不仅神用这样的爱爱我们，神也要我们用这样的爱彼此相爱。
Now God is such a love loved us, and He also want us to love each other in such a love.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你这样的爱我们，用不变的爱来爱我们。
Thank you, love us with unchanging love.
感谢你用真理的爱来爱我们。
We thank you love us in the, with a love in truth.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上，在十字架上为我们舍命，流出他的血。
We thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ on the cross. He sacrificed his life and shed his blood.
他的血可以洁净我们，洗净我们一切的罪。
And his blood will cleanse us and wash away all our sin.
耶稣在地上的时候为门徒洗脚。
Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
耶稣在十字架上流出他的血。洗净一切信靠他的人的罪。
Jesus on the cross shed his blood and cleansing all the sins of those who trusted him.
愿圣灵来光照，来带领我们，让我们能够思想耶稣这不变的爱，这真理的爱。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and let us think about the love of Jesus Christ, this unchanging.
让我们也彼此相爱，我们真诚相爱，更是用不变的爱，也是用真理的爱。
So we can love each other with this unchanging love and a love in the truth.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.